There is a specific reason why God orchestrated things so that Christ would die by crucifixion. Christ could have died in a number of ways. And if we were to take our own lives, although I certainly hope not, there is a variety of ways we could do this. But it is physically impossible for someone to crucify himself. It must be done by submitting to the will of another. Which is why Paul specifically talks about being crucified with Christ when he refers to death to sin. And James says this in another way, the same message, but in another way, he talks about how to gain victory. He starts out by saying, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then he says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then to reiterate his point, he says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Unfortunately, we take the resist the devil part and run with it, and that's the sure way to defeat. Because we cannot resist the devil. Not only is it a sure way to defeat, it's a pointless battle, because we will be trying to fight a battle that Christ already won. The devil has already been rendered powerless. So when we have submitted to Christ, when he gives us his spirit of surrender, the devil can be overcome because it will be Christ's power working in us and not ours. Dying to sin does not mean trying really hard to resist doing evil and forcing ourselves to do good. I love the quote by Morris Vanden, restrained badness is the worst kind of goodness. Because it does not change the heart. Ellen White tells us that no man can empty himself of self. Once again, it goes back to being crucified with Christ. It must be done by submitting to the will of another. The process of dying to sin is really quite simple. More simple than we realize, Satan has caused us to make it complicated. Or he, rather, has made it complicated and has led us down the wrong path. Dying to self, or dying to sin, simply involves coming to the cross every morning, saying, thank you, Father, that because of Christ's death and resurrection, I no longer have to fear the judgment or the second death, because Christ has already served my sentence and died my second death. Thank you that I'm no longer considered to be an enemy of yours, that I'm reconciled unto you. In other words, just thanking him for what he's done, accepting it, taking hold of it, choosing to serve him, and asking for the mind of Christ through his Holy Spirit. That's why Paul says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how dying to sin happens. And when we come before the Father asking for the mind of Christ, asking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is a request he will never deny. There may be other prayers that God will not answer in the way we want him to, but the cleansing of sin and the setting free from sin, the mind of Christ, he will never say no. And he isn't waiting for us to reach a certain point of moral standard. He's wanting us to come to him right now. Now is the day of salvation. He accepts us right where we are. And the beautiful thing about that is that even though we know we haven't come to the point of being totally sanctified, being complete, Christ considers us already there. That's why in Romans chapter 4, Paul says God calls things that did not exist as though they did. And that is why we can claim Romans 6:11 that says, consider yourselves not to be dying to sin, dead to sin. In God's eyes, it is already accomplished. Yes, he sanctifies us. We grow in grace. We mature. But every step of the way, God considers it accomplished. And that is the beauty of God's salvation and His grace. And I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at, if you're feeling discouraged, if you feel there's no hope for victory, there is a road to victory. And it's a lot simpler than Satan has led us to believe. It really is. It's a lot simpler, and it has much greater results than what we've been trying. I just simply want to encourage you to take hold of what He has done, or as this song says, embrace the cross. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. Embrace the cross where Jesus suffered, though it will cost all you claim as yours. Your sacrifice will seem small beside the treasure eternity can't measure what Jesus holds in store. Embrace the love the cross requires. Cling to the one whose heart knew every pain. Receive from Jesus fountains of compassion. Only He can fashion your heart to move as His. Cross, our desires rest in you. Oh Lord Jesus, make us bolder to face with courage the shame and disgrace you bore upon your shoulder. That comes from dying. Come trace the steps the Savior walked for you. An empty tomb concludes Golgotha's sorrow. Endure then till tomorrow your cross of suffering. Embrace the cross, embrace the cross of Jesus.